Major, J-Mac, and Fro.
Listen to the right dudes right now.
PlayHype.com.
If you ain't here, you ain't nowhere. PlayHype.com, nigga.
Yo! What's good, what's good, what's good?
What up, Major?
What's going on, everybody? Bro?
What's going on?
Thursdays, man. That's what is up.
Thursdays, dude. This is Thirsty Thursday.
New date. And right now, man, I ain't gonna lock us down, because as you can see, we're shorter, man. But not really, though. We got none other than, you know, Mr. President
taking a spot.
Yeah, taking Fro's spot real quick, hanging out with us for the Thursday show. But we may be doing Wednesdays or Thursdays. But today we on Thursdays. We trying to work some shit out so we can get all three of us on here as much as possible.
No doubt, no
but
doubt.
The Saturday shit is a fucking wrap, man.
For a while.
Yeah, I mean, for a while, man. I mean, we may go back to it and try it out again, but I mean, really, after we was looking at it, it didn't really make no sense.
No, sir.
Like, more people come to the site during the week, Saturday, especially once the weather gets warm, motherfuckers be out. They be out there doing their thing. So we
nobody
said, let's
fucking
change it up.
Yep,
that's
I agree.
It. Change shit up, doing a little bit different, man. Got a big show, got lots of shit planned. New shit coming out the stash box today, man. New fucking beer, so that shit, looking forward to that. We got Trey coming up, as always, with another Ask Trey segment with Trey's Corner. Shit, lots of different hip-hop shit to talk about. Got a new thing, man. I got a topic. I think blogs versus everybody else, man. Or blogs versus entertainment.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the new thing, man. And hopefully we got one of the biggest bloggers we're going to be trying to get a hold of later on in the show. I'll wait to a little bit later before we drop that name, because shit kind of happened on the fly. But we'll see how it goes, man. Loaded show, hot music. The shit has been coming in lately. It's fucking crazy.
Crazy.
It's ridiculous. I'm about to kick it off real quick with Balance. And I know some people are like, man, Balance is fucking no, man. He got a rep, but he's fucking indie, man.
So indie's indie.
He's indie. Home of the fucking out the Bay Area.
Underdog.
Shit's hot, man. Hoodhype.com episode 88. Fuck with it.
She love how I rock. She want me to marry her, but I'd rather marry the block. I marry the mic. I'm in love with the guap, the fast life, bright lights. Baby, I'm addicted. I'm sorry, it's hard to resist it. But you've been there through the good times, the bad times. Held me down when I was broke, barely had a dime. Been through the rain, they barely knew my name. I promise you when I got money that I wouldn't change. Damn, a nigga lie, but I swear you niggas try. And I ain't too hard to swallow my pride. Them hoes went to shit, I fuck them in a slide. Then I'm back to the money, all I see is dollar signs. And every time we fucking, it's moaning and screaming. You tell me you love me, but I'm out the door leaving. Bitch, I'm gone.
From my bottom, and she passed the shit on to my new assignment tour with some niggas behind. They don't like me cause I'm hyphy, but our music is mine. I guess I'm pimping on your wifey, but don't need it at all, cause I got a bad bitch with a hell of a job. She put it on them niggas and them tricks for breaking her off. Sometimes she meet a nigga and he pay the bitch just to talk. She wanna be with a boss. I'm strictly on some guap, you know, but I look like paying bills at a spot for you. Rather start a grow up, but still you won't let me go. Try a lace you with a slime, cause I know I'm not the one. Don't think you ain't special, you've been graced with my presence, but it's better if I left you, so I leave you with this message. Try to find the strength to stay away from a gangster. Showed your ass the life, but you ain't gotta thank me, nah.
To go, and even though I know this ain't healthy, baby, I fuck, we stuck in the same fucking circle till this shit blow up. Stop listening to your girl, see your girl want us to self-destruct, your time is up. I had enough of your bullshit, he say, she say, drama. Call a girl on a three-way, you can be my woman, but you better take it easy. Shit, I changed your life, took you out the hood, big dreams and lights. Any other bitch round me, blink twice, bet you I'll be out of her life, out of her sight. Okay, you out of here, psych, walk out, slam the door and get right. Shit, I know you can't leave, you addicted like drugs and that drugs be me.
Nothing that you're doing has a hold on me. I keep trying to leave you, but I'm just too weak.
Trey's Corner.
Hickory dickory dock. My girl likes to gargle on top.
With Playboy Trey.
Yeah, nigga, I took your liquor.
Trey. What's good, homie?
It's that time again. Uh-oh.
I hope we didn't lose him. Hey, Trey.
Oh, man. Levels fucked up.
Nah, I don't think so. He dropped it. Shit. All right.
Lost it.
Damn. Ain't that a bitch? Cued it up perfect, too.
Yeah.
That's all good, though. Shit. He'll be calling back any second, man. Getting ready for Trey's Corner. Man, shit. Now, you said we're going to talk to him about it, but the mixtape is sick, right?
Yeah. Liquor Store Mascots. Liquor Store Mascots up on the blog right now at hoodhype.com/blog. It's sick.
Shit, man. I'm all flustered. I'm going to kill myself. I ain't even had a chance to peep it yet, man.
This shit is
seriously
ridiculous.
I'm fucking slacking, man. By the way, I fucking hate my day job. I just want to go ahead and get that out the way. I swear to God on my life, I'm serious, man. This shit is like, dog. You know what I mean? Shit, the small company shit, man, different, man. When you got a fucking boss that like to fucking threaten, like the fucking company's going to close just because shit ain't going its way.
Yeah.
I don't play that shit, man. That shit pisses me off.
Yeah, man. I ain't fucking with that, man.
Seriously, dude. Fuck.
Can we get back to that in a second?
Yeah.
We'll cut this out of the podcast.
It's all
Hang
good.
On, guys. I'm running all fucking flustered and shit because. Yeah. Let me call Trey back.
That's it. Go ahead and hit that shit back, man. But yeah, man. I don't know how many of y'all out there in the fucking chat feel me on that shit, man. We can chat about that shit and talk about it right now. I don't know how many of y'all out there work for a fucking small company or whatnot, but man, oh man, dude, that shit, different world than what I was used to, but shit's frustrating, man. I might be out of a job in a minute. Mac over here trying to work his magic. It's all good.
Do this again?
We got him there? Let's go ahead and run that back.
Hey, ask him. Check, make sure he's on the fucking line. I don't know, man. We didn't do a sound check. Trey, you there?
You got you.
Check, sound check. There he is.
Okay, man. Let me go ahead and cue it back up real quick, Trey.
Let's do it.
It's Trey's Corner.
Hickory dickory dock. My girl likes to gargle on top.
With Playboy Trey.
Yeah, nigga, I took your liquor.
There we go. What's good, Trey?
Man, today is such a special day, man. Today is a very good day, man. For a lot of reasons. For one reason, man, is that we're coming through the beautiful mountains
in Tennessee, man, and everything is going good. But, you know, and then I said, number two, hey, man, I'm back with y'all, man. Anytime I can come on with my brothers over there, you know, Red Hood Hype, you know, that's just perfect. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm back home. And then number three, Liquor Store Mask got dropped
Yes, sir.
So as of today, from today to 30 days from now, this is officially the month of the drunk. The Liquor Store Mask got has dropped. It is my time. Everybody else might want to step aside. And let me have right now riding with B-Rich, my manager. He's playing so much lane shit trying to get some shine right now. I hope y'all hear his lane jokes back in the background. Y'all got to see. If y'all hear some lane jokes, everybody, that wasn't me.
we put that on B-Rich. It's all good, too, man. We throwing down some shots in honor of the mascot, man. Congratulations on that, man.
Man, that's what's up, man. Yeah, everybody got to, man, take some shots of their favorite alcohol, man, their favorite liquor. And, yeah, man, like, in honor of Liquor Store Mascot, man, and to everybody listening, I'm pretty sure y'all seen it up on the website, so y'all download it, man. It's right up down Hood Height, man. That's how we get it done.
Yes, sir.
No doubt, man. Well, shit, man, we got a couple good ones, man. You know, people keep rolling in with the advice, man. They're asking all types of crazy shit. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's get it done. Let's get it done.
Okay, man. You want to kick it off, Mac?
No, you kick it off this time. You're always making me go. Put it on the white guy every fucking time, man.
It's all good. I know you ain't want the one about no chicken. Hold on. Let me go ahead and handle this, man. This from you guy out of San Bernardino. Dude says, why in black Jesus' name can I get a lunch at Popeye's for nearly the cost of a bottle of water? I know I shouldn't be eating this shit. You get what you pay for, but goddamn, Trey, this food is so good. Show me the path to getting some cheap food in the hood that the man hasn't put forth to kill my black ass. And that's you got. Man, oh man. Shout out to Popeye's, goddamn it.
Show him where to get some food that the man hasn't put forth to kill his ass. Man, I don't know what to tell you to go eat, man. You eating fast food. You got them working backwards any goddamn way. It ain't Popeye's job to serve you nothing healthy, motherfucker. They just trying to get their money. And so they going to serve you whatever they want to. Half of that shit probably ain't eating chicken. I don't know, man, but they be having drumsticks and thighs goddamn the size of fat women up in that motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
I'll tell you this. Quit being lazy and going to Popeye's. You know, it ain't no knock on you, but if all you eat is fast food, you're lazy. Get your ass in the grocery store. Get your ass in the kitchen. If you can't get in the kitchen, get your girl to get her ass in the goddamn kitchen and tell her I said, cook something, chick, and shut the fuck up and put something decent on my plate, because that's what I want to motherfucking eat. Enough said.
There you go. And there you have it, you got. Just like that. It's that easy.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna front her. That shit do be good every now and then, though. God damn it.
Man,
I ain't gonna lie, man. It does be good, man. You know, I can't lie. I'm kind of with them, man. Especially yesterday they had some kind of, and I think Popeye's really is trying to kill everybody. But yesterday they had some kind of four, like eight pieces of Popeye chicken.
Yes, sir.
For $4. I'm smiling. I think everybody in the United States is eating that shit.
you ain't
talk,
lying.
I think B-Rich want to talk, man. So, you know. I think B-Rich want to talk, but right now it is my time. I'm talking right now.
So what about, I mean, shit, man, I think KFC is starting to cater to the white motherfuckers with their, did you see the barbecue shit they're doing now?
Nah, what they doing?
Oh man, they're doing like skinless barbecue fucking bullshit now, dude, no doubt.
Skinless barbecue?
Yeah, dude, they're barbecuing it. There's no barbecue sauce on it. They're grilling that shit with no skin on it. In a bucket. That's
real?
Nasty ass. That's my people.
Now that's
shit.
Some lazy shit. If you can't take your ass out to the grill and throw on some boneless chicken breast, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how hard is that, man? That's some bullshit.
It is, man.
Yeah, I mean, goddamn, start up a goddamn fire and cook your own goddamn chicken if it's that serious.
Hell yeah.
I don't know, man. I think y'all to my KFC trying to get healthy. Now I don't fucking know, man. All this shit. Bullshit, man. Popeye's had eight pieces of chicken for $4. Who not finna go buy that shit?
Hell yeah. You ain't never lied. Go ahead, Mac. You got the
second. Oh, we're going to the next one? All right. All right, here we go. I don't even know. How do you say this at the beginning, man? She's a Latina. K-Tow? I don't know what the fuck that means.
I'm not sure.
K-Tow Playboy Trey. I'm currently living in Germany and I have two younger brothers. They don't do anything but sit on their lazy asses all day and play video games all day. When we send them outside to play, they keep coming back into the house to beg to play the games. Don't get me wrong, I play video games too, but it had consumed their lives. What can I do? If I don't do something quick, my brothers could possibly become antisocial. That's from the Latina in Germany. And if I can point out something real quick.
What's that?
Why the fuck is the sister so concerned about the brothers? Where the fuck is a mom and dad? I just want to put that out there.
Ah, shit. You ain't...
Damn, look at that. And I had... Trey got pissed. You take my job and I'm hanging up on your bitch ass. See how that works?
Oh, man. Man. Oh, what the fuck is going on? See, they ain't in the mountains, dog. I'm telling you. You go to that shit. Yeah,
fuck Tennessee, man. Fuck that shit. I'm not fucking with Tennessee. I'm sorry for anybody who's tuned in, listening from Tennessee. I don't fuck with Tennessee. Fuck that state, man.
Oh, shit, man. Hopefully he'll be calling back in a second. What you want to do here, man? You want to bounce to a track?
Yeah, let's bounce to a track.
I think it's a good time to do that. When we coming back, hopefully we'll wrap things up with Trey. Let him address that question from the Latina in Germany. That's, I didn't think Germany had too many Latino people over there, man. That's some
weird.
Different shit. But you right, man. You on to something with that, man. Where is the fucking parents?
Why is a sister emailing us?
Shit, who knows, man?
That's
who
fucked
the
up.
Fuck knows? But we'll come back to that, man. I'm about to get into this hurrahness. Yo, this shit, yo, this... Yo, what's up with us finding the best females out there? I mean, seriously. I mean...
You ain't kidding.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta go ahead. This is a good spot to throw this in, too, man. Last episode... We had the female on the show, and the name
G Haggett.
Yeah, we called it everything from G Haggett to gagged, and no, we found out that it's pronounced Jagged. So,
shouts to Jagged.
Got at us on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Shouts she to cool Twitter. As hell, though.
Shit. She was cool. Took it in stride. They had a laugh about the shit. So, you know, this is, you know, leading into this though. Another female to spitting, and I swear this is like probably the third or fourth hot female we done had in the last 5-6 shows, man. Just spitting flames. Let's check this shit out, though. We'd be right back, hopefully, with Trey. Hoodhype.com, episode 88.
Yeah, yeah.
My boyness. I want to be free. Come on. Calibre, baby. Where she was born, baby. Ooh, yeah. I wanna be free, free from it all. Too much drama in my life, get away before the rain falls. It's hot out there for resolve, can heaven answer my calls? I think back to the minute and pause. Seems like a struggle going on every single day. Even when I wake up, it's blowing up in my face. Somehow I gotta keep my head above the water. You gon' stand on my grind just so I can be my daughter. It's a damn shame that a daddy don't even want her. You know what they say, what goes around comes around, my friend. Wish I could start my life all over again. Wish I could change my life with a single stroke of a pen. The funny thing is, it'll probably still happen again. Before the next time, we'll be stronger, cause I'm destined to win. For all you who are giving this, don't be quick to judge me. I'm just trying to clear my head, I'm just trying to be free.
Feel my pain, feeling shame. Wanna break me. You see the pain, running high, far away. Find a way to ditch my family. No way you can hold me.
It should be
easy to see that I just wanna be free.
If I can have one wish for my life, it'll be no worries, no pain. I'll be on top of the game. Doing what I love to do, being who I need to be. Tired of people acting like they really been a friend of me. You know it's hot out there when no money is getting ugly. I'm feeling like nobody really love me. But every time I sit and look into my daughter's eyes, it's like you saying, my keep going, keep your eyes on the prize. Do this all for my lyric, work hard so she can live it. Baby, the storm is almost over now, it'll happen any minute. Now I can feel it in the air like a sweet breeze when it passes. That's the only thing in my life other than God that keeps me laughing. Sometimes I lose sight of what my purpose really is, but I gotta bounce back and wipe it with all of my tears. This is for all the ones that can truly relate to this song. If you feel me, keep your head up, keep on fighting, be strong, come on.
Feel my pain, feel the shame. Wanna break loose in a hurry.
Wanna break loose.
Fall away,
yeah.
Find a way to ditch my pain.
No way,
no way. You can't hold me,
you can't hold me.
It should be easy to see that I just wanna be.
I love hip-hop and hip-hop is me. You were so motivated, used to make me believe. Whatever happened to our movement, man, the vision is gone. We gotta get it back before all our children is lost. It ain't about the passion of people, but the will to
just drive. You know it's all about the cars, the clothes, and showing you why. Somebody needs to speak the truth and stop telling them lies. Show them how to keep a career and how to stay off the high. Show them how to stay off the streets so their mama won't cry. And I'ma keep fighting for it until the day that I die. Cause if we didn't at least try, then we wouldn't get by. I really wanna be free, you can see the look in my eyes. Give you the chance to look real deep in my life. And if it's a price we gotta pay, then I'ma say what I say. And if you're living this long and all your hope is nearly gone, it's worth it together to find a way to everybody left say.
Yeah. Oh,
yo,
no.
Why are you stupid, man?
Oh. No, sorry.
Go okay. ahead, man.
What up?
You just chat about it. Go ahead and state your issue. What you got? You said what? R&B cats that do hooks?
Yeah.
They get a pass?
Yeah, because we started talking about R&B in the chat here. And the thing is the thing that's always killed me is... God damn, I love that beat. The thing that kills me is R&B or singers in general in hip-hop get a pass. They get a pass.
I don't know, man.
If they're running flat on notes, if they're fucking up notes, they get a pass. And that shit drives me nuts.
Now, all respect to her rawness right there with the
no,
track
that shit,
free.
The
track
said,
is fire. I love the beat. The production was sick. Her lyrics was fucking on point. She's doing her thing. Old dude, and I mean, I think it was KB or somebody in the chat first pointed it out, said, I'm not feeling the hook, though. And remember, when we listened to it, a couple of cats that I was reviewing, it was like, you know. It's all in all, it's still a good track. But the dude's voice was kind of flat, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In certain parts, shit wasn't popping. But
that being said, we're not singers. I can't sing. You heard me try to sing. I sound like shit.
Shit. I ain't never heard
this
that.
This is just one man's opinion. But all I'm saying, all right, that's it is what it is. But
yeah.
The thing that kills me is I'm not going to bring this back up. I'm just going to touch it briefly and then I'll walk away.
Go ahead.
Lil Wayne doing rock and roll because he has to use a vocoder shit because he can't sing, but he gets a pass because he's Lil Wayne. And it's hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. I just want to say,
people in hip-hop get a pass when they can't sing that way.
I don't know. I mean, I hear people call fucking lots of people out. I've heard people say Nate Dogg can't fucking sing.
No, he can't sing not live.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
that's true.
I wouldn't say they get a pass. I mean,
that's true.
Shit. I'll say this, that even when a dude doesn't sing well on a hip-hop hook, it don't slow the track down at all. People still be on it and still love
doubt.
It. They
no
just
doubt.
Overlook it. Just like, singing ain't that great, but fuck it. I still love the song.
Without a doubt.
But yeah.
Now back to...
It's that fucking time, man. Stashbox needs to get cracked open.
Yeah, what was her name again?
Heronis.
Heronis, my bad.
Heronis.
She actually went back and forth with the emails, and she was saying that song, the lyrics of that song, actually mean quite a bit to her. I mean, she said all of it's fucking real.
Shit,
so, I mean, shouts to her, dude. That's a great
people
song.
People in the chat was digging it, man. Heronis coming straight out of D.C. While I'm at it, let me throw out Balance's information, myspace.com/tracklords, who actually did the beat, and he's on their label, so go there and check them out. And we didn't get the site for Heronis, but...
No.
Shit, that shit will be posted up in the notes.
Yeah, it's like myspace.com/Heronis, but it's spelt in a special way.
Yes, indeed. Yo, can we get that stash box, man?
Stash box.
New shit. This is a drink I fuck with, man. This is Magic Hat is the name of the company. I don't know if any of y'all got
up.
That out your way. Yeah, I saw this shit just on the fucking
what
fly,
the
man.
What the hell is this?
Yo, they number 9 is my drink, man. Hat number 9, that's my... I fuck with that beer. This one right here is called Wacko. And it's a summer seasonal, what they call it, man. I know some people probably be like, man, these dudes are some damn beer faggots. Seriously,
no.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
No, sir. This shit is delicious. We like delicious
shit. Getting their artsy beers. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could always fall back on a Miller Lite or Bud Light or Corona, all the mainstream shit. But you know what I'm saying? We underground with the music, so we like to keep it underground with the beer, too. You know what I mean? So we try different stuff.
Hear that? That's the sound of deliciousness coming out.
So this
is this now? This is a wheat beer?
I have no idea, dog. All I saw was Magic Hat, and I saw it was different than the one I usually be getting. So it's called Wacko. So
it's a crisp summer beer.
Crisp, as long as crisp don't mean bitter.
Where ancient alchemy meets modern day science to create the best tasting beer on the planet. We will be the judge of that, motherfucker. Hang on one moment, please. Tasting some hints of
some hints
that's
of
that's a
it's Tastes that like is a wheat a summer beer to me.
It does, dude.
It's got the wheat in there for real.
It's got that bite. It ain't bad. I could drink this on a hot summer day, dude. This is good shit.
It's different. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm kind of feeling it, man.
Wacko Summer Seasonal, man. That's the joint.
By Magic Hat, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if y'all out there, you like a good wheat beer, you might want to rock with this one, man. This,
hold up. Let me hold it up straight to the camera so the chatters can check out the logo.
Yeah, go ahead and run that. Yeah, it's not bad, dog. It's not bad at all.
I will be finishing this bottle and several bottles thereafter.
Yeah, I gotta say, man, yeah, honestly, shouts to me. I think I picked the goddamn best beers we've had so far.
You have, except for that LaFay, which still wins.
Which one was that one?
The gold foil shit.
I picked that one.
Hell no, you didn't.
That's what I was gonna
That's
say.
My shit.
Yeah, I didn't think I picked that. That one was good. But man, see, Fro man and his ass be picking
tequila.
Oh my god, tequila. Then who bought the chocolate?
That was me.
That was Boo Boo.
The chocolate and the red snapper was me.
Jesus, man, that red snapper was rough too, man.
It's still in the stash box. It's sitting there.
It's gonna be in the stash box. Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of drinks, you said something a couple episodes back. You said that you were a vodka connoisseur.
Yes, sir.
And you said that
you could stand by it.
Now you told me that you could tell the difference between different qualities. You could tell bottom shelf, middle, and upper brands.
Yeah, I can.
I got something for you, my friend.
Go ahead. Look at you being a sneaky motherfucker. Do I need to close? Do I need to hide my eyes, man?
No, you don't have to hide your eyes because we're gonna get this shit set after the next song. But we got Smirnoff.
Okay.
We got Absolute.
All right.
And we got the fucking Belvie.
And you ain't got no flavor joints either, huh?
No, hell no.
You're trying to kill me.
So here's the deal. I'm going to put each one of these, just like you guys did the water test on my ass, we're doing the vodka test on you coming back when we come back from the next song.
Damn.
Later.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, be ready because...
Yeah, let me call me a taxi.
It's going down.
Let me get the taxi.
Oh, you could just sip.
Set up
just
right now.
Just get a taste. Spit it back in a fucking cup. I don't care.
Nah, man, I'm going to go in. It's all good. It's all good.
It's going down. It's going down.
But man, I touched on it at the top. I want to run it back, man. I want to get some feedback from the people in the chat. Shout out to all of y'all too, by the way, for tuning in. But man, we got a call right now. And I hope... We'll see who this is. Yes, sir. This show's crazy today, man. Stuff's flying. People are calling on time. What's going on, man? We're like,
yo, we got someone special for that ass today.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
And this would be, go ahead and introduce yourself,
none
man.
None other than
who we got.
Crawford.
What's good, man?
It's Byron Crawford from Double XL Blog.
English, motherfucker.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on. I'm glad you guys consider me special.
No doubt, man.
No, man. I mean, dude, you out there making crazy waves with the blog, man. I know, you know, people who don't know, I know you write over at XXL. You blog over there, and you've also got your own blog.
ByronCrawford.com.
Yep. And...
Hey, pardon the interruption. Just let me cut in real quick. I want to tell you that this interview is probably one of the most boring interviews we've ever done on the Hood Hype Show in its entire existence. So if you're interested in hearing a boring interview with Byron Crawford, continue on, please, by all means. But if you're not, then go ahead and fast forward, scroll that iPod wheel to the 42-minute mark and bypass the whole thing altogether. I apologize as a producer. I did not do my homework and realize that this dude basically has the personality of a cardboard box in person. So, there you have it. Enjoy the show.
I mean, you've made, like I said, some waves, man, but it's entertaining reading, man. But the reason we want to talk to you because we had a topic today that we kind of touched on at the beginning of the show, and it's going to be kind of a running theme. To me, it seems like artists in particular, and especially hip-hop, seem to be getting more, aware or cognizant of what's going on in the blogosphere. You know, so I think for a long time, bloggers could kind of, you know, blog away and just put out all their thoughts. And really, you know, a lot of people, unless you were like, you know, into the internet, didn't really notice. But now you've got artists and MCs and lots of other entertainment people paying attention now. And it seems to be kind of like a, you know, some backlash between the two. So, I mean, you've been right smack dab in the middle of your share of controversy, whether it's between yourself and, you know, Bun B or, you know, you name it. So I just want to know, are you starting to kind of feel that, you know, that rift, or to you, is this nothing new?
No, actually, I'm starting to notice. It seems like, you know, it took forever. Like, I mean, I've been blogging for, I don't know how many years, maybe 5 or 6 years now, and it seems like in 2009 in particular, it seems like a lot more rappers are going on the internet, especially on Twitter, but also on other blogs, websites, what have you. And, yeah, exactly. It's like what you were saying. Like, a lot of these guys are starting to pick up on a lot of the things we say about them, whereas it used to be the case you could say anything about anybody and it wouldn't necessarily get back to them, or maybe they hear about it days or weeks after the fact.
Okay. So, go ahead and tell us about your history, too. You said you've been blogging for...
You tune us back?
Huh? No, I ain't touching. So you said you've been blogging for a number of years. I mean, where's your history as far as writing goes? I mean, where'd you get your start at?
I actually got my start in blogging. I started out in, like, 2003, and I was basically just, you know, in college, had a little free time in my hands, started blogging, started actually just blogging about all kinds of stuff, but really, you know, I grew up listening to hip-hop, so I would blog about that. I'd blog about TV, whatever.
Okay.
After they interested me, whatever was on my mind at any given day, and really, it seemed like I kept with it. I thought about, you know, maybe I could give this up after I got out of school, but
mm-hmm.
it seemed like it continued to increase in popularity after I got out of school, and it was the only thing I really had to do. I mean, I was...
Okay. Yeah.
Why? I got a question, though. Why do you... Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead.
Why do you seem really pissed off all the time, man? Like, yeah, you will go after fucking anybody. I mean, on your blog, dude, I swear to God, this is the way I visualize Byron Crawford.
Right.
When he sees someone walking down the street, Ashley Logan, and he'll fucking, this dude turns into a fucking pit bull and yanks their fucking insides out and spreads them all over the fucking sidewalk through his blog, verbally. He fucking shreds people.
Yeah, I mean...
Why are you so mad at everybody, man? You just hate everything. Through your blog, you seem like you're just pissed off at the world all the time.
Yeah, actually, I don't really get that. Like, in the case of Ashley Logan in particular, that to me seemed like more of a joke. And maybe she just didn't take it that way. Maybe it was true and that was what pissed her off. So
that
was
like
she got threw up and went on the radio. But, you know, something like that, most things, like, I think if you have, like, a sense of humor, you wouldn't get pissed off about most of the stuff I said, pretty much all of the stuff I said. And that might be the problem, just because hip-hop, we don't really have the same sense of humor that you would find, I guess, in another community, another genre of music. So.
Very true. I mean, everybody...
But I wouldn't categorize myself as getting pissed off, and I don't necessarily go out there to, like... about
here
to rip apart.
Okay. Now, I want to run this by you, man. Who does Byron Crawford like? Who do you like? Because, I see a lot of your critiques on just various tracks that pop up, and it don't seem like much passes your test or your standard. So, I mean, who are some people that you are feeling and that you, you know, blog about in a positive way?
It's going to sound crazy, but I like pretty much anybody if it's they're doing something that I like. I mean, at one point in time, I was a big fan of Jay-Z, and, you know, I liked Biggie when he was around. Who knows, you know, if he was around, maybe I wouldn't, but I used to like Wu-Tang, but these days, I mean, I guess you could say I like more underground stuff.
Okay, throw some names, man. I'm curious. I want to know.
Hard to say because I don't want to, like, you know, I'm trying to think... I wouldn't just want to give anybody, like, a blanket cosign, but, like...
I hear you.
I was about to say, like, you know, I like Jedi Mind Tricks, but I haven't liked anything they've done recently, you know. But at the same time, I'm not, you know, writing them off either. I mean,
okay.
They come out with a great album. I like a lot of stuff on Def Jux, but I think a lot of stuff on Def Jux is crap, too. I mean, I was a really big fan of the most recent album by LP, but...
Man, dude, that's a tough critic, man. I mean, some of the names.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, because it's
just not as much of a fan. I'm a little bit jaded because I'm older, but yeah. I do like find things not to like about pretty much everything.
Okay, man. And I think that's what gives you the impression of being pissed off. Like you said, the stuff you say, you may not say it in a serious light, but regardless, man, whenever you, I mean, if 95% of the stuff you say is negative, people are going to perceive that you just this angry dude just, you know, ripping into the world. And
I think it's true, but at the same time, I think you have to kind of take a look at the world around us. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on all the time. The music's not that good. I mean, the music business is not in its best state. And
no doubt. I agree with
you. I mean, I think maybe what I write is actually more of an accurate reflection of what's going on.
Okay. So is it like, would you say that you're playing a, almost like you're a character through the blog? Because what's funny is, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but you don't seem as angry and forthcoming as you are through the blog. I mean, through ByronCrawford.com, you'd think you'd be on here like DMX, like motherfucker be yelling at us or some shit. Dude, you don't come across as someone who would write the way you write, man. I'm actually shocked. I gotta be honest. I'm shocked. You seem like a laid back, really nice, calm dude.
Part of it's just laziness, you know. it's easy to come off laid back if you, you know, spend a lot of time sitting around and don't do anything. But
yeah,
if you spend a lot more time reading it, eventually you get the idea that, like, I'm not yelling at people all the time. Plus, I'm not really in a position where I can yell at people all the time. I work in like a store with a lot of like old ladies, and if I was yelling at them, I'd be probably homeless at this point. So that's not who I am. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it's crazy, man. I'm actually shocked. So you're still writing for XXL and all that? And
yeah.
Why you got a day job, man? If you're working for XXL, what the fuck?
gotta keep the landlord off my back.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's between like XXL and, you know, my blog and working, I do all right. But if I was just working for XXL, which I could do, I just wouldn't be doing it as well. Particularly, you know, with the economy, you want to make sure you got money coming in. You got money coming in from a few different places. That way, you're not as reliant on just, you know, one job, one source of income. You know.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay, man. I got one more thing I want to run by you, man. Because to me, it seems like we talked about, you know, the blogosphere starting to collide with, you know, everybody that's, you know, in the industry. I ain't gonna say everybody, but it's starting to become more frequent. Do you worry about, you know, getting approached, man, for some of the things that you say? Because, I mean, people could take the way that you write in the wrong way, and then, you know, maybe at one of these industry events, run up on you. I know we had Nori on recently, and he talked about, you know, his run-in with Perez Hilton, who was, you know, kind of talking greasy, and saw him in real life, and it was a whole other type of situation. I believe he said he took off running. Do you kind of worry about that for yourself? Like, if I continue to write in this manner, that eventually it might catch up to you?
No, I don't, actually. Part of it's that I don't really go to, like, industry events. I never went to an industry event in my life other than, like, a concert. Being out here in St. Louis. But also, I mean, I don't really think that most rappers, you know, the kind of people who would read something they disagree with online and then go out and, you know, want to fight somebody or do something else.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm sure there are, like, a few rappers who genuinely are that crazy, and even those I'm not as worried about. I think, you know, if you're that crazy, chances are you're also not, like, you know, I guess very well organized. I mean, if somebody, like I said, I've been around for I don't know how many years, like 5 or 6 years at this point. I was going to use Temp C as an example, but I can't because he's gone. But
right.
If somebody like that really was interested in coming after me, I mean, they could find me. They could have, you know, by now. And I, like I said, I don't think they really care that much.
Right.
I think a lot of these people, it's, you read harsh criticism of yourself, and the natural tendency is to want to, like, you know, lash out, particularly in public, because you want people to, you don't want people to see, you know, someone talking shit about you and not respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think people are, like, that hurt, you know, personally, to where they want to come and, like,
get at you,
try to attack somebody.
Okay. I understand that, man. Well, go ahead and tell us about what you got, you know, coming up next, man.
Real quick, can I cut in?
Oh, yeah.
I always do this to you, man.
Go ahead.
Someone in the chat was asking, what's your opinion on where magazines will be about, like, this time next year? Where do you think magazines are headed? Do you think they're on the way out? I mean, being that you're with XXL.
It's funny, like, you know, I'm with them, but I don't know hardly anything about it. You know, they could be out of business by this time next year, for all I know. I mean, you see magazines going out of business, and you see a lot of people getting laid off from the ones that aren't going out of business. And I think it probably is true that it's a dying business. As far as, like, how long that's going to take, I don't know. It might be a year. It might be 10 years. I think with XXL in particular, if a magazine goes out of business, I would be looking, you know, maybe something like Vibe Magazine or Complex Magazine, one of these magazines where they have been having problems. XXL, it seems like the website, I don't know how well it's doing. It seems like people do advertise in it. People advertise in the magazine. It seems like it's still doing well as far as newsstand sales. So
mm-hmm.
It could go out of business. I don't think it would be the first to go out of business, but at the same time, who knows? Like I said, I'm not an expert.
Yeah. Okay, no doubt.
All right, man.
All right, man. Well, you got anything else coming up besides your, you know, writing? Are you going to start writing for anything different or any new ventures in the works for you?
I actually don't. I know I probably should or something, but it's like, you know, I basically kind of got comfortable writing for the places I write for, and hopefully I'll be able to continue writing for, like, my blog, XXL blog, and, you know, the various other things that come along from time to time, but...
Okay.
Eventually, I would like to, you know, branch out and do something, if only to make more money, but I don't have anything planned right now.
Okay.
All right, man.
Well, that's what's up, man. We appreciate, you know, you taking out the time to talk with us, and people can check you out at ByronCrawford.com. Go there, check out his blogs, and also go over to XXL, as if people don't know where that's at, but you can always find his, you know, recent work over there on their blog section, so... Appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, man.
Thank
be
you,
easy.
Man.
All right.
Hey, can you... What's happening? Cut the background music.
Yeah, go ahead. Say what you gotta say. What's up?
I'm fucking drained.
You're stupid.
That was the... That drained the fuck out of me.
Why?
I did not expect that to be... Wow, man. I'm shocked, dude. That's all I can say. I'm shocked.
We're gonna get into it more.
I'm shocked.
You know, like I said, I was just setting up to get into that topic a little bit more. This is some shit that
Look,
we can
Fresh,
keep
Fresh
running by.
Fresh writes on her blog. Fresh is X. If you go to crunktastical.net, she is exactly who she is to her blog. This dude is a...
Different. I mean...
Different.
I don't know. To me, I can kind of see some similarities, really. But... Well, that's why we're gonna, that's why we're gonna talk about it, man. So just hold up.
we're gonna get into
the St. John. He ain't been on in a minute, man. Shout out to St. Sacramento in the building, man. Hoodhype.com. Yeah.
Do it matter where I'm from, when a nigga from the sky. You can say I'm fly, but that ain't really why. I was sitting here to talk to you before you died. You finally got me in the car, turn me up, drive. A wonderful life, angels all light. I got a crooked left wing, it's hard to fly right. It's hard to make a living now selling that white. I know you not believing what the rappers write. My uncle and my cousin move bundles. And the judge threw the book at them, threw them in the jungle. Now the world look at them like convict music. Police always pat them, even in their business suit and Stacey Adams. Jailbound DNA attached to our atoms. Genetically speaking, black blood from a black thug leading. Is royalty leaking? High price oil they seeking to drill. No Johnson & Johnson, the baby oil field. But I'm here to heal. You need a healing. You need
need a blessing. You need a push in the right direction. Yes. Push come to shove, I push with hood love. Help a nigga stop living where he was. I'm your hood angel, baby. Since I'm in you with two, miss know it all, you don't know about you. Miss take it off, break me off on the first night. Baby do fuck, you don't know how to flirt right. I'm no piece of meat, I'm no whore. You wearing a hoe's uniform. Ugly girls always got that cute girl with her. Ugly girls always let that wingman hit her. Cute girl get a man, now they not sisters. Now they not friends, and feelings is all pretend. Feeling ugliness is why you never win. Brazilian ass implants is a trend. Matching titties to snatch you a ditty, so you can have sex in the city too. Vivica Fox, Botox before you meet her. Now your face looking like a wax museum. It is tricking if you got it. Why you want a charity, the pussy non-profit? Wonder why marry me is never a topic. You need a healing, you need a blessing. You need a push in the right direction. Push come to shove, I push with hood love. Help a nigga stop living where he was. I'm your hooded angel. You know how the power is loyal to the bill. April showers in a strip club will get hoes in the cart like a grocery store. 15 items or less, you want more? 15 minutes of sex with every whore. 15 paternity suits, you scored. Guess what, stupid fucker, they yours. Cold day in February, Cupid 1-4. You don't know love well. When you born to burn in the fire, you learn to love hell. You can't tell whether head to tail. How the odor of success smells. You musty, reeking of a habit with the loser stench. And pray God give you a chance, I'm it. Marathon running when I give you this inch. You better Nigerian feet run this bitch. Plenty of room on Phil Jackson's bench. You don't wanna go hard, that's where you sit. Get comfy, I'm here to heal. You need a healing, you need a blessing. You need a push in the right direction. Push come to shove, I push with hood love. Help a nigga stop living where he was. I'm your hooded angel. 316 in the Bible, section.
Yo, yo.
But I'm a nasty motherfucker.
Shouts to QB on the track right there, man. Good dude representing Sacktown. It's been a minute since we had him on. And the chatters is they really, you know, discussing shit. QB had a good point, man. Dude said anything that you write about online, you got to be willing to back up in real life.
Exactly.
And I think, you know,
well, he is. I mean, the dude doesn't deny what he writes.
No, he doesn't deny what he writes. But it's like, I mean, it's a difference, man, between like if I flat out lay into somebody's album, like saying that I don't like it and that it sucks, I'm not going at his person. You know what I'm saying? I'm going at his music.
Right.
So that's my opinion. I'm entitled to that. And I don't really feel that that's something that, you know what I'm saying, if someone want to call me on that, I don't feel I should have to fucking get busy in the street over the fact that I didn't like your album. That's a different topic.
Well, I mean, the shit he does,
I mean, some of the things he says, man, is flat out, is personal.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, if we would have got to it, like the Ashley Logan shit's a perfect example. We got a caller?
Yeah, it's Flo, man.
Flo, what's good, man?
What's going on?
What's popping, man?
Yeah, I just listened to this Byron Crawford interview. I don't know. Yeah, it's like Cat saying in the chat, you know, he's a little pussy and shit. But you gotta realize there's a reason why this dude is a writer on a blog instead of on Entertainment Tonight or, you know, Meet the Press or something, you know.
And, and what's that? What's the reason?
Well, I mean, he's not a vibrant personality. He's not a cat you want to sit down and talk to. But if he's going to write you something that's pre-prepared, you know, it'll be interesting to you. That's how it is.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. As far as, you know, actually getting him on here on the show, we were kind of hoping to get a little bit more of the personality that comes through his writing. But, you know, you get him on the phone and it was like a different dude, man. Real mellow.
Damn.
I didn't really get all the comedy. I mean, because honestly, man, all credit to his writing style. He offends people, but the shit's entertaining. It's a damn good read, period.
Right.
But, you know, I was, you know, just hoping to get a little bit more out of him. But really, I mean, you know, he is who he is.
Another thing I want to touch on, I know y'all ain't got to this yet, but have y'all heard this new Eminem joint? Because
yes,
sir, bothers the fuck out of me.
It bothers you?
I haven't yet. You talking about the 3 a.m. joint?
Yes.
It bothers you?
That shit is horrible.
It's speak on it, man. I haven't heard it yet. I'm going to try to dig it up right now.
Hey, you know, when we made you, he did the little Triumph the Comic Dog voice. On this one, I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but it was not Eminem. And he really wasn't talking about shit, and supposedly this is supposed to be the new single, so.
Well, that's what I think this is what Creek was talking about when he said Rare Form. When you hear it, it don't sound like.
It's different.
It's different.
Okay, now hold
on. And it's deaf.
All right, now Flo, is it too commercial different or just too left field different?
No.
The beat is ridiculous.
The beat is off the chain. It's on some grimy street shit. Like, you expecting him to just body the track in. Like, technical-wise, I mean, if you want to look at it like, I mean, this kid got rhyme schemes and flow and all that shit. The shit is off the chain, but he just ain't really talking about shit. And then his voice, he using that bullshit-ass voice that he adopted on Cracker Bottle and We Made You and all the other shit. And okay. It's not what's happening. It got me just disappointed as hell.
Man, really? Man, I feel opposite.
I got to get opposite. This joint, man. We got to spend that in the little live portion after we get done with the regular tracks.
I got
to
be honest. I had a point with that, though, because for Eminem, I liked it. What's funny, though, is I was thinking about it while I was listening to it. I was thinking, if somebody else did this track,
would you feel the same way?
I wouldn't. And I'm trying to see, is it a race thing? I'm trying to dig and understand it in my own fucking brain. You know, why is this acceptable because it's coming from Eminem?
That's a good question.
He's in a position where he can do whatever the fuck he want to do. It's just like Michael Jackson can walk around playing with little boys and run around with giraffes in his videos. Motherfuckers, he gonna sell platinum every time he puts something out. It's just the same thing with Madonna. Once you get that iconic status, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do and people will accept it.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
We'll see, man. I'm going to have to get that track on later, Flo. But
yeah.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the opinion as always, bro.
All right, man. Yeah, man, that track's kind of fucked up.
And for other people, man, phone lines is open. Feel free to weigh in on the blog shit. As soon as I find this Eminem track, you know what I'm saying, we'll get to that. We can weigh in on that, too. But I really want to hammer this blog shit, man, because I really feel that's, you know, you're going to start seeing a lot more of it. Because, I was going to dig into it, but the shit was going slow, so I kind of let it go. But, man, I took it as he said, like, if a dude is just crazy enough to take a blog personally to want to get at you, chances are he's not going to be that smart of a person. That's what I got of it. He said he didn't think the person would be that. I forget how he worded it. But to me, it was like a swipe at dudes that's, you know, the street. I mean, it's a lot of cats that'll whoop your ass and it's computer savvy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just because a dude know how to get it on the internet don't mean he's not tough or whatever. You know
but he's saying that from the safety of St. Louis. Man, this thing is...
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. It's weird. So...
He said himself, he doesn't go out anywhere. He doesn't go any place where he's in that type of situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of safety behind the computer. A lot of bloggers, they've had reign for years, dude, to say what the fuck they want to say because nobody was listening.
Yeah.
But now that the internet is, everyone's on the internet now. It don't matter who you are. Everyone's on Twitter, you know, freaking Facebook, MySpace, checking out blogs, all of it. So, I mean, everything you say now is available for public consumption. And I'm just, I think eventually, man, shit, people are going to start catching it. I'm serious.
I totally agree.
You know, someone's going to get their ass kicked.
But, I mean, at the same time, it's like, man, don't put yourself... I mean, artists need to understand that if you're going to put yourself out there, you're going to get critiqued. Period.
Yeah.
But
then there's critiquing, and then there's like... I'm going to go back to the actual thing that we was getting into right before Flo called. He went out and said that she had herpes, and I believe he quoted an anonymous source, which to me, I mean, in journalism... You know
that don't work.
Yeah, that's not anonymous source is about as weak as you can get.
I could be an anonymous source.
Exactly. And so she took offense to that. She was on Kay Slay's show. For people who don't know who Ashley Logan is, she's a model that Kay Slay be working with.
You need to know who she is.
Check her out, man. Check her out.
In the words of Clinton Sparks, get familiar.
You stupid. No, you ain't lying, man. She's cool. She's right.
Good times.
But yeah. But he just, you know, called her out, and so she took offense to it. And she called him all types of fuckboys and, you know.
Oh, she called him faggot.
Yeah,
she went off,
you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I feel you, if you getting bombarded from left field with something, herpes, and this is on a website. You know what I'm saying? This ain't someone gossip and word of mouth. This is plastered for the world to see. So I mean,
on XXL. Yeah. Oh wait, no.
I think that was on his. XXL. I think that was on his personal.
Still,
site.
Man, that's too far, dude. You're fucking up people's lives, man.
Yeah. So I guess the question I'm gonna throw out to the people, man, do bloggers? Do you think they need to tighten their game up and start really watching what the fuck they say? Because now the streets is listening. Or do you think that bloggers should have just fucking free reign and throw your opinion out there, let the chips fall where they may?
Don't say anything on there that you wouldn't say to someone's face. But then again, it goes back to magazines, because magazines were doing the same shit. There was a whole article in, I forget what magazine it was that they did on that type of shit, where artists or where writers were talking shit.
Yeah.
And they get their asses beat. Wu-Tang Clan was one of them that beat the shit out of a, was a double XL writer?
Yeah, because then the dude did some artwork, right? That had them looking...
Exactly, looking, gay.
Yeah, suspect.
With the, yeah, they had a bunch of shit,
though.
Yeah,
they caught it. And I just think you're going to start seeing more and more cases of that, man.
Exactly.
But like I said, I still defend to the death your right to critique someone's music. But when you go personal, be prepared for... You know what I'm saying? The other side of that shit, because it can go down.
Yeah, that being said, man.
Is this time right here? What's this? All, this is the shit right here?
Oh, I got
to
yeah.
This the vodka challenge I'm about to take?
I just want to... That's a special... Damn, that was loud. That's a special shout out to Source Magazine. The shittiest hip-hop magazine in existence right now.
Oh, man. What day?
Shouts to them.
What was that all about?
Oh, no, it's pretty cool that they're 16-year-old authors and shit.
Oh, they got 16-year-old authors.
I'm just saying, man, if you look at it, the way it's written and the artistic quality compared to something like Double XL.
I haven't picked up a Source in years.
It is shit.
It's garbage.
Yeah. What's the 216 area code?
No idea, man.
All right, let's get to the vibe.
We all over the place. That's all I am.
All right, so we got... Here's the thing. We got a special thing we're doing. Major said that he can call out any vodka. We got three vodkas, which are Smirnoff, Absolute, and Belvedere.
Yes, sir.
And you need to tell me which one's which.
Okay.
There's a number on the bottom of each cup. You tell me. You can taste them as many times as you want. You tell me which one's which.
All right, man.
Based on the number on the bottom of the cup.
Let me get to this.
Let's do it. What you got? What number is it? Number one?
All right.
What you gonna call it? Oh, you gotta think about it first? Okay, okay. Name the vodka, man. Name the vodka. Well, now you're making a... Oh, he's not making such a sour face this time. He's rolling it around. Pause. What do you got?
And here we go, number two.
Number two.
I'm gonna say number two, Smirnoff.
All right. that bad? You can tell like that.
I think I'm gonna say number three was the Belvy.
Okay.
And that will leave number one with Absolute, I believe.
All right. You want to go at it after you come back from the song?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me know how the fuck I did, man. I'm curious myself. Ah, shit. Damn. I guarantee I got one of them motherfuckers right. I guarantee that shit though, man. Street Justice, Future Nation.
Oh, this beat is retarded.
What somebody say? What they say?
What up, Detroit? They're calling you Black Russian in the chat.
Ha, Black Russian.
What up, Detroit? Like what up, Russian. Yo?
This shit's sick right here, man. Check out the sample work on this production, man. Shit is fire. Hoodhype.com, baby. Episode 88.
To a hater, nah. No time for the fakers.
Nope.
Tired of your neighbors, Krishan is your savior. Riding in blaze, blunt swole like a sprained finger. The gas I puff, the average smoker can't take it. Certain days I wake up and blow reefer. You ain't got five, nigga, then you won't see
no
it. Believe in sativa, retrieving the trees.
Yeah.
Steam in the weed, eyes Vietnamese. I chief like an engine with no bust downs. My Native American name is
Smoke Blood Now.
I'm laughing at these referees claiming sun foul. My hat game will finish you niggas like Kung Lao. I'm back with a vengeance. Swag is authentic.
Yes.
Dan's in a swisher. Your man slicker twisted. So go on, take a hit of the tree.
trues. You off work, it's Friday. You ain't got shit to do, so fired up, nigga.
Once you hold up, just break down the hands and roll up. Forget about your problems and blow one.
I'm Chilly Willy fam, hitting on a little gins, getting high as a cathedral cellophane. I need a minute, man. Nigga, I'm in the land, but brother, back to business. A classy nigga like to drink my yak and sniffers and sip up. I do it more for the taste, not just to get drunk. If you living a high life, then put your slips up and take a long drag. I like that blown hash. Lebanese, help me please, I'm beyond smash. But fuck it, pass the Henny and give me a tall glass. Just about to get a little tipsy before we haul ass. Shit, I'm already speaking in third person. I got a speech impediment, talking with slurred wording. I ain't an amateur master, the five-nighter bins. Put your weed up one more time for high life again.
Yeah. Nigga, what's the hold up? Just break down the hands and roll up. Forget about your problems and blow up. And brush my haters off and shut your haters off. You can have a small control. I'm trying to get you listening to it. Forget about your problems and blow up. And brush my haters off my shoulders.
Night on the town, daddy need his medicine, tranquilizing, soothing narcotics to be a sedative, hit the shrooms, fill balloons, Tylenol, etc. Only thing it won't do is crack coke or heroin, cause I ain't Kurt in Maryland, Monroe, gotta go, now I got some blood dripping on my spinal cord, white Snoopy's, triple stacks, Tweety Birds, Pikachu, gotta catch them all, so many to pick and choose, I'm about to blast off, yeah, lit the fuse, light skin, last act, call me Duncan Pennyhughes, I'm not a user, I'm an abuser, you my body floating like a cruise ship, getting blue like Clues is on Nickelodeon. I'll get some over it, throw a fit until my pupils is open and dilating. The feeling is outrageous, like I'm gyrates annihilating. This is the highlight.
Hey, watch the hold up, just break down the hands and roll up. Forget about your problems and blow up. One, and brush my haters off and shut your haters off. And I don't walk the throat up. I'm trying to get you listening to it. Forget about your problems and blow up. Watch the hole up. Let's break down the hands and roll up. Forget about your problems and blow one. And brush some haters off your shoulders.
Yo, that's that joint right there,
dude,
man.
Dude, Detroit. Goddamn, what up, though? That shit is hot, dude.
Actually, I'm feeling that shit, bro. That
Street
sample
Justice
was sick.
Man, compared,
people was asking about it, man. Street Justice featuring
you.
Nation. High Life is the name of that cut, man. Whoever produced that.
Man, oh, man. Dude, that. Man, oh, man.
Info on the producer, because he... You broke that shit up. Forecast Lab Text. Jesus.
Wow. That sounds like a white people name.
It does. It's probably white folks doing that shit, man.
What up, white people? Stand up.
Round of applause.
Making
a
generalization. Email me if I'm incorrect. Goddamn.
Man, oh, man. All right, dude. How I do?
I got to be honest.
What's up? I hope I ain't do that bad.
Man.
What's that?
I'm impressed, dude. You got that shit 3 for 3.
Straight up?
Velvy's number 3. Oh, no, you didn't.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Absolute's number 1.
Yeah, so I did.
Smirnoff's number 2.
Oh,
nice
yeah.
work, my friend. Nice work.
Dude, man, because, like, hold on. Yeah, that's right, because I didn't drink them in order. So, yeah, you're right.
You ripped it. I got it written down.
Yeah, because the whatchamacallit, man, that Velvy go down like fucking velvet. That shit, I probably could have kept sipping that. Cause
there you go.
Even with no flavors.
That's all you, my friend.
That shit is lovely. But that fucking, that Smirnoff, man, that's like rubbing alcohol, dog.
Is it really that bad?
Shit, have a sip.
No, sir.
Now, this is a sip. That shit is ass.
It was hard for me to drink the absolute pear shit that we were sipping on, man. Fuck
that. Was it for real? See, that's my problem. I didn't got so used to sipping on the fucking flavored shit that, you know, coming back to the straight, it was a little bit tough, man. But
yeah,
honestly,
no,
dude, man, all you gotta do is the smoothness, man. The shit that make you gag, you can tell it's that low budget garbage.
No doubt.
For real, man. So yeah, man, got some good ass listener feedback, man. Shouts to the homie Air Black, stay commenting. It's a good dude.
I love it when people come in, hang out, get to be a part of the show, man. I love having the integration, man.
Yeah,
with the live shit, people calling in,
emails, all that shit, man.
This isn't just this is not the J-Mac Major Fro show. This is the everybody show, man. It's about supporting this music. Call in, let's talk about it. Let's be a community. God damn it. I just want to hug everybody.
Fucking tree hugging, hand holding, kumbaya singing.
I love it, man.
Motherfucker, you.
I love it. I love it.
And J Mac has gone gay. It's all good, though.
Wow, man. That hurts.
Gay Mac.
Gay man. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You bastard. Nah, it's all good. No, man. Air Black hit me up, dude. He said he was checking out the Eminem shit, and he said he hadn't heard it until we was going back and forth on that last episode. Went ahead and listened to it, and he said the same shit we was feeling. And he was like, I don't want to get y'all to, you know, go into it in depth, but he was just saying, you know, the Eminem's lead single, We Made You, he said he wasn't feeling it. He said the same thing. He said it's the typical, it's nothing new, and he said they've been pushing his whole album as something different. And he said he's still waiting for it. But then I was reading Twitter, too, the other day, man, where Bobby Creek was saying the same thing. He said, trust me. He said, don't take the first single at face value. He said, the rest of the album ain't going to be like that. He said, it's going to be on some different shit.
And yeah, so he said he'll be in rare form. We've quoted it 100 times.
I want to hear that at 3 a.m., man. If you can, man, between the next break, if you can download that shit, I want to hear it.
We'll play it after we play the winning track. Is that cool?
No, yeah, that's all good. That's all good. What other feedback you got over there, partner?
Feedback. Oh, listener feedback. It said, guys, where's it at? I'm fucking drunk. Here we go. Guys, I'm loving the podcast. Pure quality. That Playboy Trey guy has some seriously funny chat.
Ah, who said that?
Take it easy. This is Max from Sydney, Australia. What up, Max?
Shouts to Max. I love them Australian people. They cool as hell.
Loving the chat. Funny chat. Come on through. Get the live show, man, even though it's probably like 11 o'clock over there.
Shouts to all the international people, though, man. Seriously, I mean...
Germany and Australia already today.
Germany, dude. I mean, when you go look at fucking where the traffic's coming from, too, we get crazy shit. Crazy love from Europe and all that, so...
No doubt.
Shouts to all y'all, man. Wish they could be in the live shit.
Someone said, do your thing. I love the show out here in Murder Mass. That's from JCell1. Shouts to you. And then one last one. And we've beat the shit out of this. From the Hood Hypes Listener Choice 2008 Awards, man, SK finally put up a post for Ride Out and Terry Cole.
No doubt, man.
And that shit...
That was fucking love on SK part.
I'm telling you, man,
We've called him the hip-hop king of bloggers before, but, I mean, shit, I'm just glad that he took that exposure that he gets and actually opened the door for Ride Out and them to get some shine. That was a good look.
And he gave us a shout out, even though I specifically said, dude, it's not about us, it's specifically for them. He still shouted us out, so that was even bigger, or not even bigger, but that was huge too. So thank you.
Yes, no doubt, man.
Thank you to SK and all that shit.
Good shit. Shouts to Ride Out and them too, man. Good folks.
Just Mike's
phone ringing over there, man.
Just Mike's people keep calling. They want to get on the fucking line.
Are they ready?
Yeah, see, we got another song. We're running behind, man.
We got another track to go, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Another track. And this shit is, we ain't played some good ass, some reggae.
We've only had a couple reggae tracks, man.
Yeah, it's been just a couple. It's been a while, too, since we had one. I can't remember the last cat's name, but he had a banger. This shit right here is in that same mode. It's that authentic sounding reggae music, man.
I love this shit.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't the dancehall shit. This is like the throwback style of reggae, man. So let's jump into this. And then when we come back, we're going to be hollering at Just Mike. Hoodhype.com, episode number 88, baby. We'll be right back.
and then you answer it. Some refuse to get, but it seems like the never go my way. Some wake up with my big nigga out there. Every day I pray that the woods would be able to make this sense. Now mental slave, this just ain't the same. Use them, I sniff up cocaine. No one lights up if it take away the pain. Cause if we come on a better brand, we're not good done if I ain't good burn. No way we're going, away we're from. Too much complications in our system. Where we go, you better run. We're not good done if I ain't good burn. No way we're going, away we're from. Too much complications in our system. On some politics dominate the nation. Money for your make we move and replace it. Things I see are the real situation. They might kill on creation and red man. Kill for people, that is what I say, son. Make you feel it, you tricky every day, son. They don't face the same things that we're facing. They control all of the things that we're chasing. So here we go, you better run. When I go down, if I go upon them. No way we're going, and where we're from. Too much complications in our system. Here we go, you better run. When I go down, if I go upon them. No way we're going, and where we're from. Too much complications in our system.
Yo, man, that's that good reggae, man. When you know, when you can't understand the words, you know it's that real.
You kidding me? That production was retarded.
Nah, I mean, that shit was hot. But I'm talking about, I like that shit. That's like that, you know what I'm saying? It ain't Americanized in no way. You know what I'm saying? That's that real shit.
Yep.
Man. Real shit. I'm feeling that cut, man. Big up to them.
Man, we are all out of sorts, my friend. We are all out of sorts.
I see. Under the Rasta Influence is the name on that one, man. Shit.
Please submit more, man. I love reggae music. God
yeah,
damn it.
Man. We seldom get good reggae, man.
No doubt.
But so when we get that shit, want more of it, check it out at www.urimovement.com. Representing New York, New York. Phil Maffa did the beat. That don't even sound like a Jamaican cat.
Under the Rasta Influence.
Shit, sweet, bro.
Shit.
Killing them. Killing them. We got Just Mike coming up shortly.
Yeah, and I'm all twisted around.
Are you really?
I am. Hold on.
What you been drinking, man?
Not drunk. I'm just trying to get everything straight. Man, this thing is cutting out weird, ain't it?
Yeah, man, it's doing something. I don't know what the hell.
We got a lot of shit to figure out.
Sound been weird.
Technical fucking around
fucking
with shit.
Day.
Yes.
It's all good, though, man. Dude.
We got the Obama plate taking Fro's place.
No doubt, man. Miss Fro. Hopefully we can get him back in here our next show.
We might be doing Wednesday.
Switch up to Wednesdays. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, shit, it's hard, man. You got to work around 3 cat schedules. Shit ain't easy, but.
It is not.
Shouts to Fro.
It is not. Man.
Oh, man. But, yo, I want to go ahead and touch on there's some weird shit that you posted up on Twitter with the cats that was making diamonds.
Oh, did you see that?
And the fuck. Yeah, I watched it, man. And people, if y'all ain't seen this yet, man, I don't know if you follow on Twitter or not. J-Mac posted this shit up, you know, a few hours ago, man. But these dudes, man, what's the fucking recipe? Run that shit down.
All right, so they take some charcoal bricks, some Kingsford charcoal briquettes.
Yes.
Cover them in peanut butter. All right?
Okay.
Stick them in a Pyrex dish.
Mm-hmm.
Throw those bitches in a microwave outside. They specifically say take that shit outside because the
because of
the
what?
Carbon monoxide will fuck you up. So you got to take the microwave outside. You stick them in the microwave for 60 minutes in 10-minute intervals. So six times in 10 minutes.
And then what the fuck you do? This shit's hilarious to me, man.
Pull them out of the microwave. Stick them on the grill while they're still in the Pyrex dish.
Okay.
Squirt some charcoal lighter on those bitches.
I got to cry bullshit. Go ahead. Keep
light them up and rinse them off. And you got diamonds. What?
No, that's what it got, man. The more you explain the process, it just... I watched a YouTube video, right? And I was kind of caught up in the moment. You know, my get-rich-quick thinking ass. I'm like, oh, shit. Might be a new hustle. No.
Keep in mind.
Just hearing you explain it right now, that is the most ridiculous-sounding bullshit I've ever heard in my fucking life. But at least I know I'm not alone, because that shit had over damn near 200,000 YouTube views.
Yeah.
Dog.
Okay. Keep in mind, keep in mind, throughout this thing, they're talking about this book of theirs called Bling Hip Hop Jewelry or some shit like that.
Fucking awesome. All right. Yeah,
but
dig that.
Mythbusters. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, you said Mythbusters, they was taking it on, right?
Yeah, Mythbusters
this week,
took
right?
them on. It was yesterday.
Yesterday.
And if you look at the comments, man, it's already done deal.
Oh, they said it's
busted.
It's a wrap.
It's busted.
Thank God, man. Yeah, shame on these motherfuckers, man.
You imagine what happened?
Doing that shit.
The world would implode on itself if you devalued diamonds. Oh, my God, dude.
Now, I thought that shit could have been cool. I would have loved to harvest my own diamonds in my backyard. Fuck.
Fuck, they'd be devalued. They'd be worthless.
I'd be rocking the fucking chain down to my fucking kneecaps.
They'd be worth as much as granite.
Ice on it. All right.
They'd be worthless.
No, it still look good. Fuck what it's worth. At least I could afford it.
Fucking silver looks good too, and you ain't sporting that shit.
Silver does not look good. It don't shine like white gold or platinum. That shit is third place for a fucking reason.
I don't know. I got a white
gold. I'll tell you right now.
I got a white gold wedding ring that I've held up to my wife's plait on several occasions, and the only thing that don't look the same is the tarnished.
Yeah.
On silver.
Platinum.
Color.
Platinum got a certain look to it.
Yeah.
But white gold is the shit, but silver is it's in third place, homie. But I'm telling you, if you could fucking make your own diamonds, could you fucking imagine? All you'd have to do is go get this shit cut.
Yeah, it's exciting till everybody's doing it.
Yeah, that's it.
And nobody
and
wants
to
see
shit don't
no
fucking
more.
Work, so fuck you, New York guys. Because I swear to God, when the first time I watched the video, I was ready to debunk it right there. Because I looked at it, right? And I'm watching it, and they showing this shit. I'm like, hold on, man. Yo, these motherfuckers is in the hood. If you fucking making diamonds, why the fuck are you still... I mean, go watch the YouTube,
you
y'all.
Said that
I'm
right away,
right
too.
Now. Yeah, man, they fucking... Shit.
They're in a backyard in Brooklyn or
grass
some shit.
Grass coming up between the bricks. That shit... Shit, if you making diamonds, your backyard ain't supposed to look like that.
No doubt.
That shit should look nice.
No
you should
doubt.
Have... You. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You should be fucking... You should be living. Living the fucking life. Now, if they did that video, they should have rented a house. Went out to the fucking, like, to the Hamptons or some shit. To shoot their video.
Look how we're living.
Then they would have had motherfuckers believing. But you see two niggas in the back on a fucking grill.
One wearing a winter hat with a ball on it.
Frying up some damn peanut butter covered charcoal. And then they gonna tell you that shit turns into diamonds. That's that bullshit,
no,
y'all.
Sir.
Bullshit. I'm glad Mythbusters, thank you for taking that on and killing that. Jesus Christ, man. This fucking world, boy. Motherfuckers is crazy. Fucking diamonds. Yeah, speaking of crazy shit, man, 420 just passed. Did you get high?
No.
No?
I'm done.
You're done too?
I'm done.
Look at Mac. Proud of you.
And while you're on that, I'm going to call Just Mike.
Okay, go ahead and do that shit, man. I'm trying to quit that shit too, man. Weed is, fuck. Sometimes it's a fucking wonderful thing. Fuck, people who've been tuning in for a long time, they've seen us do our thing, smoke on the damn show. But man, dude, I'm about done with it, man. So 420 came and went for me and ain't mean a goddamn thing. But for everybody that did smoke on 420, shouts to y'all for keeping it funky. We got Just Mike in the building.
We got Just Mike, winner.
No doubt.
Just
what's Mike.
Up, people?
What's popping, man?
Not much, man. Just
I got
to tell you. Here talking to y'all, I guess, man. Yeah.
Man, your people are working. I'll tell you that much, man. Your people work.
that's my manager. He never stops working.
Man.
Nah, that's good shit, man. Just Mike out there hustling. Representing that fucking that state, man. We can't get rid of Ohio people, man. Y'all,
Ohio,
yeah, man.
No doubt,
I
no
love
doubt.
Ohio, y'all artists. I hate y'all college football team, but it's all good, man.
It's only a matter of time before Ohio puts the Midwest on the map because Detroit's on the verge. Ohio is on the fucking verge, man. Yeah, Midwest is going to make a huge explosion, man.
Let me go ahead and run down Just Mike's things real quick, man. He's featured on 3 Mick Boogie and Terry Urban mixtapes. Also, Scene Magazine called you the best in Cleveland, man. That's a big statement because we done spun a couple other cats that got some Cleveland ties. Just want to throw a couple names out there. Have you heard of Focus?
Focus?
Yeah.
I can't say I have.
Okay, Focus is from Cleveland. I think he out in Cali now, but he's from Cleveland. And then what's my man's name? Icy Jake.
Yeah.
He's from Columbus, I believe, but Icy Jake's out of Ohio, too. Another underground cat that we spun on here, man.
No, man. Ohio has some lyrics.
Y'all got some lyrics out there, man.
Man, like, I think we've been overlooked for such a long time. Everybody here is just, you know what I'm saying? It's like everybody here is hungry, like hungry as hell. And it's just like, you know, everybody's caught in between. We don't know if we want to, if you got to head out to that bigger city right now, if you know what I'm saying, if we got to make that move to New York or to L.A., to, you know what I'm saying, actually blow it up first or whatever. But it's like everybody keeps saying that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we appreciate you even saying that, though. Like, y'all acknowledging us like that, man, because it's been a minute. Like, we really need some people on out here, man.
Well, Cameron seems to be helping you guys out a little bit.
Talking about he used to get it there in Ohio. And then you got Kid Cudi, too, from Cleveland, right?
Kid Cudi's from Cleveland. I think Charles Hamilton is actually maybe originally.
Yeah.
From Cleveland.
From Cleveland. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And hopefully it's Just Mike out of Cleveland next. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. So now how'd you link up with Mick Boogie to get on those projects?
Well, my manager started, like, he established a relationship with, like, all the DJs around Cleveland or whatever, you know what I'm saying, like, years ago before I was even good, you know what I'm saying, like, before I could even really spit, just so, like, you know, once we finally got up there and we could, you know, we could actually, you know what I'm saying, really give something to the people or whatever, you know, and then, you know, everything, we didn't actually plan on Mick being that huge, you know what I'm saying, like, Mick's doing really, really, really well right now, you know what I'm saying, but Mick was already pretty big in Cleveland or whatever, and it was just like, you know, once he got up there, he stayed in touch with us, and we called him, and it's never been anything to do any type of favor for us, man. We hit up Mick, and he's there for us all the time, and him and Terry.
Oh, man, that's a good look right there, man. Real good look. So, I mean, definitely. What projects are you going to be on next? I mean, you done the Mick joints, you guys, you know, branching out. I mean, y'all should put, I mean, I like to see an Ohio mixtape, because you guys are starting to get a roster. You got
high
not
tech.
Just Mick Boogie, but High Tech representing the Natty. I mean, it's a lot of talent there, man.
There's a lot of MCs or whatever I reached out to in the last year here in Cleveland, especially, you know what I'm saying, like around this music game here, definitely Mr. Fofo, Twisted Mind, D-Roof, there's some other underground MCs a lot of people might not have heard of or whatever, but definitely, like, we've been trying to reach out to Copyright, he's down in Columbus, him and Dom with ODOT or whatever.
Okay.
And but yeah, definitely a Cleveland mixtape would be great, man, because it's a lot of us out here, man, it definitely is, but... I mean, right now, I'm more so like, I'm in the middle of trying to make an actual album. You know, the Mick Boogie thing or whatever, we had an album together, and, you know, once we had put Mick's name on it, it was just a CD sampler, but it was just good. So we just left it as what it was and just started giving it out as a mixtape or whatever. So it's technically an album or whatever, but right now I just want to put out like a serious full album, no mixtape tracks on it, nothing, just something real just to give to the people right now, man. I'm close to being done with it, but it's taking a minute.
No doubt, man. So after this album here, you guys shopping for major or you guys trying to keep it independent? What's your feelings on that?
That's the question right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've met with a lot of different record labels, actually. You know what I'm saying? We went up to New York maybe a couple months ago or whatever, and we sat down. A lot of the vibe, you know, even like, we sat down at G-Unit maybe a couple months ago or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And even with them, it was like, we don't really fit, you know, any specific brand of anything. You know what I'm saying? So it's like right now, we're kind of looking at it like, do we want to adapt to the game or kind of have the game adapt to us? I don't want to lose that creativity maybe with that larger label. And if we get that internet buzz up, you know what I'm saying, who knows? We might just put it out on the internet. So I don't know yet. It all depends on, you know, how much creativity I can keep, you know what I'm saying, and how much I want to sell out to make some more money, I guess, as some people have been telling me lately.
Well, that's the beauty of what's going on right now with the independent shit on the internet and all that is – you can be creative, you can do what you want to do, and you can get your own following of thousands and thousands of listeners, millions even, without having to make business decisions in your music. Oh, we need to do a club track. Oh, we need to, you know, we need to get the tempo up a little bit on this. Oh, we need to throw in some buzzwords in here. You know, I mean, that's the shit that fucks up the music, and that's what everybody's hating right now. So I mean, shouts to you guys for not selling out on the bullshit and sticking it out and looking for the best possible situation. Hopefully, you guys stay indie and make the most possible money, because...
No right, doubt. Right.
I mean, that shit pisses me off when to see people who have to sell out to make a few bucks. Which, yeah. I mean, I don't blame them. I would do it too, man. If that's all you do and you got a check staring you in the face, all right, I'll make a club track. Fuck it.
Right, right.
You know?
I mean, it's tough. I'm getting older now. I got people that's been behind me, you know what I'm saying, for a while. I definitely want to look out for and take care of at some point. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, sometimes you sit there in that notebook like, man, I should just write some bullshit because I'll be a billionaire right now. You know what I'm saying? But it, you know, I don't know, man. It's tough. It definitely, I don't know. I definitely enjoy having my creativity. You know what I'm saying? It means a lot to me to be able to do that right now. This is all I got. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely don't want to turn this into too much of just a giant commercial. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No doubt, man. Well, Cleveland's only a couple hours away, man. I think one day, Mac, we're going to have to make that trip, venture on down there to Ohio. Yo, tell us about your scene, man. Like, if we was going to come down there, where's the popping... The hip hop spot, and man. Can, where you get it in at?
And can we wear our U of M jackets? I'm just kidding.
Man, that's a good question. Say in Cleveland, man, that's such a tough question, dude. It's such a tough question. I could say like that, you know, the whole, you know, anyone to say go to the Rock Hall. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, for the hip hop scene, I mean, we did everything is like. Everything's dying down, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate to, I'm not, I don't want to bad talk my city. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love it to death. But it's just like, there's not a lot of spots right now that are just like, that die hard, that hip hop are just hard hip hop fans. Because there's not a market here, because no one ever got signed. So everybody's just a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Just a piss. It's like a lot of pissed off rappers. So it's like, I don't know. I would say there's a spot. Like I go to a lot of poetry spots around here.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of the poetry spots, there's a group called Chief Rocker. They've been running the poetry movement around here for a pretty long time. It's a spot called the B-Side. You know, you go in there, whatever. They live band plays behind whatever you get up there and spit. People get up there and sing. They rap. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Just do whatever they can. And it's jumping. It's a nice spot, man. But it's a good place. You know, go to express yourself. Ain't nobody like, you know, there's no bullshit involved there. It's a cool spot. The Grog Shop, definitely. A lot of the spots over, like, in like the Heights areas or whatever. But
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you a lot of spots, man.
No, you did a good job. That's
cool. before Eminem, out of Detroit, what was there? I mean, Detroit was a similar thing. They had the hip hop shop, and that was it.
You had the various clubs where people would perform. But I'm talking about, like, if you're really trying to get into cats that are serious about their craft, and not just, you know, doing the typical. The club shit. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to find them spots.
I tell you what, man.
There's not a lot of them. The Shelter was, you know what I'm saying? The Shelter was by far, you know what I'm saying, the main spot out the D.
I tell you what, man. Ohio's problem is Bowling Green.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you got to get rid of Bowling Green, dude. Once you guys just make Bowling Green.
What the fuck is wrong with Bowling Green?
We're going to go listen to some hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. Silly.
No, man. They don't.
You're a bastard for that.
No, I'm just kidding. No, seriously. I mean, once all Ohio has right now, isn't it? I mean, as far as mainstream anything that came from Ohio, what is there? That everybody recognizes.
Man, Kid Cudi is like the, I mean, he's the biggest
Kid Cudi
name right
in,
now.
In high
but
tech,
then you
right?
got lots of people. I mean, you got Ray Cash. I mean, all this.
I mean, you got the artists now. Right now, you got the artists or whatever who are buzzing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? Fat Al, Ray Cash, you know what I'm saying? Avant's out of Cleveland, but it's been a, you know what I'm saying? I don't really know what he's up to. His Bone is always, you know.
Oh, that's true, Bone.
Always. Bone is always doing his thing. Busy comes here to do shows. I've opened up for Busy, like, 3 or 4 times in the last year and a half, man. Like, he comes out to do shows, man. I mean, the whole city comes out, man.
Okay,
they
hold on. I
got to
ask you. Is Busy, is he as much a nut as he seem on TV, like, on the videos? Or is
he's insane. I don't know the guy personally. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were actually supposed to sign this deal with this with a rock band recently, and one of the with this cat from Mushroomhead, this rock group named J-Man. And Jay kind of, he's come up with Busy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been doing music for years and years. So he recorded out the studio. And just the stories about this guy, man, he's unreal. He's one, but you know what I'm saying? Like, from what I hear, he's one of the coolest people in the world, though. But he's wild.
He's a wild dude.
You know what I'm saying? He's wild.
Oh, man, that's good shit, man.
What was the sound clip you remember from that interview? That was it, Texas?
Talking to everybody in the rain radius. Hey, Busy Bones a nut, man. Well, shit, man. Just, man, go ahead and plug your sites, man. Tell people where they can catch up with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, everybody got the Twitter right now. Twitter.com/JustMike. You can download the whole Mick Boogie Terry Urban CD right there, whatever single you want to download. We got a song, Let Me Get My Hip Hop On. That's the one that won on you guys, your guys' site. It's about 12,000 downloads right now. MySpace.com/GoodShit, GoodShyt. And we're featured on illroots.com tomorrow too.
Nice.
If you get a chance, go check that out too, man. Whoever's listening, man.
No doubt. Podcast listeners, man, make sure you go through those websites, check them out. Hey, man, if you can, where can they get that album to download? Because we're all about the free downloads, man. We post the shit out of that stuff.
Oh, please, Twitter. Just go to my Twitter, twitter.com/JustMike.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, thanks for taking out the time, man. We look forward to spending some more tracks in the future, bro. So keep them coming.
Not a problem, man. We work. You know, my manager's looking for some shit to send you right now.
All right, good shit, man.
Cool.
All right, bro.
Hey, you know what? Before, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Before we let you go, why don't we let you introduce your track, man?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Oh, okay. All right. This is my track. Just Let Me Get My Hip Hop On. And it's just basically like what we were talking about today, man. People trying to tell you to change and do this, change your music. It's just like, man, let me just do me and get my hip hop on. Shut the fuck up. Get out of my business, man. That's it, man.
No doubt, man. Thanks for your time, bro.
Great. I'm supposed to be. Spit it like jet fuel. Thanks, flows through my arteries. You can hear the truth in it. Scared they ain't used to it. The realest in the music. Once again, I'm living proof of it. Just might talk to him. Thumb it down. Never. Life tried to break him, but he just got better. Dealt a couple bad hands, got up out the trash can. Literally, I was smelling worse than the trash man. Now it's looking like bright lights in a second. All cause I held on longer than the next did. Watch them fall, they did it, the ball get a necklace. I was like fighting up on stage with a clenched fist. Now I'm Mike Tyson in his prime on the canvas. With me before drugs, Ali after cashes. Honestly, don't even think this game's for me. But real talk, the game needs an MC. Joshua, can I play? Please, let me get my hip hop on. Give me space, dude. Let me get my hip hop on. Bitch, let me go. Try and get my hip hop on. Get off my high. Let me get my hip hop on. You don't know me. Try and get my hip hop on. I'm trying to make moves. Let me get my hip hop on. I ain't like y'all. Let me get my hip hop on. Stop hating. Let me get my hip hop on. Come on. They hate when you walk tall. Wait for your next fall. Want your place so they hate won't happen. I'm too raw. Lyrically too tall. The reach you get pushed off. It's a long trip down that pavement is not soft. Run your minds about me. What would you do without me? Lose faith in the truth or the crowd stops shouting. Game turned dead again. Legendary flow. They gon' miss it when I'm 50 and retire with my dough. Under 30 early walking in the pearly gate slow. Whenever the wherever the I go. Put it down so whoever the there knows. I spit the same shit that your bitch sniffs up her nose. Ruthless and abusive. I'm beating them till they hate me. Once I get my closet, it's over. You can't escape me. Poet, not a rapper, I spread paint over beats. My last bed was the gutter, I was part of the street. I'm a beast, man. Let me get my hip hop on. Y'all suck, man. Let me get my hip hop on. What is that, man? You don't get your hip hop on. Shit's whack, man. Watch me get my hip hop on. Life's too short, let me get my hip hop on. Trying to live, man. Gotta get my hip hop on. Just my head, I get my hip hop on. Flow so mean, I get my hip hop on. Get grew from my mistakes as I wake up and chase great. Yes. Grateful I'm awake to create on these blank pages. Most of the greats in the grave are in steel cages. I'm feeling great, my 8+8's are outrageous. Insane, lock them away, kill them today. Once I get started, y'all ain't gonna like what I say. Uncle Rich told me do it for the haters, so I did it for him. Smacking them around the track and beating on them. Easy for a bit was nothing, I was up and waiting on another victim. All I had to do was make them listen. Now I got them in a long road. Yes, it has vision of a darker past. Anybody's city ain't the illest, tell them. It's just motherfucker, hip hop on. I'm just trying to get my hip hop on. Stop talking, try and get my hip hop on. Make some noise, try and get my hip hop on. Y'all ain't ready, try and get my hip hop on. Get my hip hop on. Crowd moving as I get my hip hop on. Mic up with my hip hop on. Just mic. Just mic.
Just Mike on the joint right there, man.
Yo, man.
Talk to him.
The interview. I'm telling you, That dude had to had
good. I mean,
he had to. I mean,
personality for days.
Seriously,
some good stories too. I didn't know about the Busy Bone shit, man. That shit was funny.
That's some interesting shit. You were just saying you want to do a.
Yeah, y'all might have heard the mics was left on for a second, so you probably heard me venting about OHIO. And I'll say, I mean, that shit would be sweet if we could plan some shit to like. Because honestly, dude, I wouldn't spun. I'm just going to go off the top. Probably at least 10 to 11 cats. Ain't right out. Right there in Ohio, too.
Yeah.
You got fucking Icy Jake out of Ohio. Focus, I don't know. I think he goes to and from.
Yeah.
You got my man Just Mike.
Old shit, Mitch.
The list goes on. Old Mitch. So mm-hmm. I was thinking, man, like, shit, if we could find a central spot and get all these fucking Buckeyes to come to one place one day, man, that shit would be sweet. Anywhere but fucking Columbus. I won't go there,
man. Yeah, why, man? Why you hate Columbus,
that's,
man?
That's like, oh, man.
You'll
it's
die.
Terrible,
I
man.
Think you'll get killed. I bet you they'll see.
Now, if we went there wearing Michigan shit, yeah, I mean, I ain't fear for my safety over none of them motherfuckers from Columbus. Shit, put that on everything. I ain't worried about them Buckeyes. Now, our cars, on the other hand, will be probably fucking.
Done.
Yeah.
That's why you get the Enterprise rent a car.
Piss.
Continue.
Fucking eggs, whatever the fuck else is gonna happen when you go through there with Michigan license plates. But
that's what I'm saying. It's all about that bowling green.
No, for real, I would love to see that shit happen one day, man. But even if it ain't for a fucking show, just get all the motherfuckers together and
drink
with them bastards.
Kevy Kev said, "What about Toledo?
Toledo, yeah, Toledo's damn near Michigan. I swear to God, Toledo got more Michigan fans than Buckeye fans.
Seriously though, man, I mean, what would be involved in putting together a show? I have no idea."
Fuck.
Honestly, I would love to talk to Just Mike's manager, because this dude is on his fucking grind,
hustle,
man.
No doubt.
So
man.
I mean, maybe he knows exactly what goes into building up a show like that. Because
we've
fuck
talked
with that.
For a long time about. I mean, and we've had too many people send emails. Why don't y'all do a Hood Hype concert? And just for anybody that's in there that will wonder, the reason we don't, man, is first of all, we spend from all over the country, so trying to get some of our favorites. And some of the peoples, you know, that have voted, some of their favorites to come to one show, damn near impossible, man. We can't get people from New York on an indie budget to, you know, make it into Michigan necessarily on a certain day. Just trying to work the whole, you know, the whole planning and timing aspect of that to get everybody in one location ain't really, it's not really realistic. But if you're talking about doing a regional show where we can take maybe some cats from Michigan, from the D, from Lansing, from, you know,
Detroit,
wherever else, from Kalamazoo that we spun. And then talking about Ohio, that we can work. You know what I'm saying?
That shit would be, could you imagine?
That shit would be ill.
Michigan and Ohio together.
On one stage.
That shit would be
representing that unity.
Get name tag. Yeah.
That shit would be sweet.
Man, dude, that shit would be retarded, man. You could do like a fucking music fest.
Excellent.
We'll come down there, we'll bring our fancy banner that's hanging on the wall, and that's about it.
I'll save up my money and like pay Black Milk to host the shit or something.
Hell yeah.
And maybe get him to rock it. Now, that'd be some
everybody go
shit.
In on some
shit
like that.
That shit would
be crazy. I bet you could get everybody to go in $50 or $100 to get Black Milk.
Get Black Milk to host and then like do a short set or something at the end.
Hell yeah, or get High Tech to DJ the whole fucking thing or something.
That shit would be crazy. See, now we talking.
You could do that.
Now I was just trying to make it all happen.
All right,
I swear to God, though. I mean, dude, I put my word on it. If we really want to go through it, I'll fucking take the lead and see what it would take to make something like that pull off.
You get tired of it. You won't
do it.
Fuck you, man. You won't give
Perfect.
Up.
I'm paging Mr. Perfect. I need to holler at you, son, because he's the one that got the connects.
You won't do it.
Man, fuck you.
You won't do it, man.
Man, whatever.
I know you won't do it.
Okay. Why you say you know I won't do it?
Because you
that
won't.
Mean?
You'll get bored of it.
Why would I get bored?
Because you get bored.
I don't get bored.
Yeah, you will, man.
When the pressure's on, dog, I don't fold.
Really?
So if I send an email out to fucking 30 motherfuckers and they waiting on me for a response, I'm not going to just fucking let it fall by the wayside. Fuck you for even thinking that I would. You bastard. Shit. Come on,
yo, shouts to Just Mike's manager. He says he works for hotcards.com, man.
Ah,
he says he's ready to work with
shit.
Us.
Hot Cards. Shouts to Hot Cards. I done used them in the past.
So here's the thing, though. This is the thing a lot of people may not know about you, but you did stage time quite a bit back in your day.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, I mean,
not a ton, but a little
that's
bit.
Why we got to get Major up. I mean, I would never stand on a stage. We get you up there.
Fuck,
introducing
you coming
people.
On stage, too.
Fuck you, man.
Yes, you are.
Fuck that.
You coming on there, I'm going to fuck you. Going to stand in the background.
You see the edge
you're
of
gonna
the.
You're going to be the tall, random white dude. Standing
no.
in the back. Yes,
what's
sir.
Up? Is it FBI in the building? Dude.
No, I mean, shit. That shit is cool. I mean, fuck, I ain't got no problem grabbing a mic, you know what I'm saying, and emceeing the shit and making it happen. It's all good.
You see this camera? The angle right here? I'm uncomfortable with the camera. I do it because people hang out. They like the camera. But you see how I can lean back and disappear?
Yeah.
You can't do that in front really of 150, 200 people.
Yeah,
fuck that. You can stay on the stage all you want, buddy.
Shit, man. Me and Fro rock that shit with you in the background.
There you go.
You'll be on stage.
I'll say, yeah! What they said, yeah!
Yeah, you're a bastard.
Token white guy in the background to make everybody look. I'm just kidding. I don't know what that means.
You silly. Hold on, man. I'm about to load up this fucking track that we was talking
and
about.
Hold on. Do you want to just do the rundown so we can cut the podcasters off? Because we don't want to spend this in podcast.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Sorry.
And I got the info right in front of me, man. We kicked things off today with Balance featuring the Jacker and Big Rich. Shouts to Big Rich, man. Dude, he'd be spitting. He's from San Fran. The other cats is from the Bay. MySpace.com/Tracklords. They on Tracklord Entertainment. Check them out. Next up, we had... Damn it, man. Our fucking screen is halfway on me. Heronis out of Washington, D.C. We don't have a website yet. Come back. Check that out, man. She was spitting flames, man. The track was called Free. Yep. Production was sick. I'm going to keep going down the list. We had St. John with Hooded Angel, man. Shout out to St. John.
Fire, man. Fire.
Sacktown in the building. MySpace.com/St. John Music. Go there. Check him out. We had Street Justice featuring my man Nation with High Life, man. Detroit in the fucking building.
What up, though?
That sample was...
God, that production was ridiculous.
That shit was serious. Then we had Under the Rasta Influence with Complications in the System. That good, good reggae. That real reggae for y'all, man. Shout out to them. Check them out at URIMovement.com. Coming straight out of New York. And then to round things out, man, we had Just Mike, the winner from episode 86. Representing Cleveland, Ohio, MySpace.com/goodshit. That's GOODSHYT. Check him out, man. Good dude. Good interview.
Say it with me. OH.
No.
That's not how it's spelled, man. That's not how it's spelled, man.
Oh, no. That's what I spelled. Get the fuck out of here, man. But I love that music. Just hate your football team. But right now.
See you, podcast.
Eminem with 3 a.m. That's what we were talking about.
Yes, sir.
I got to hear this shit, man. Hoodhype.com.
Yeah. There is no escaping. There's no place to hide. There's no place to hide. Yeah. Right there's the coroner, waiting for you to turn the corner so he can corner ya. You're a corner, he's on ya. Out the corner of his corner, ya. He just saw you right.
Hoodhype.com.